Aphrodite's Workshop for Reluctant Lovers by Marika Cobbold. Read by Veronica Hicks. Prologue. Life was getting tough for Mother, otherwise known as Aphrodite, goddess of love. It was commonly thought that she was failing in her work and that love was being brought into disrepute. The inhabitants of Great Britain were of particular concern. The statistics were appalling, with one in three marriages ending in divorce, and a growing number of children being brought up in single-parent families. So Mother was freaking, blaming me, Eros, who quite frankly had enough to deal with, being just a kid, and going through a difficult phase, not just because of the confusion over who my father was, but also because of the rumours going around that I didn't actually exist, being instead a phenomenon. An idea, not a person at all. So what I'm saying is that if Rebecca Finch was planning to make things worse, she could not have picked a better time. Part 1. Rebecca. I was travelling on the 1743 Eurostar from Paris when it occurred to me that my mother's unshakable belief in enduring love might be due to my father having had the good sense to die young. This revelation, like most revelations, only seemed sudden. In fact, it had been long in coming, growing steadily, nurtured by a trickle of circumstances just below the level of consciousness. I'd been watching the woman across the aisle, surreptitiously, I hoped. Everyone had their own special interests, the things that captured their imagination and held it. Tim, my ex-husband, for example, was fascinated by boats.